Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Yesterday, we were talking about math, that you don't have to be a math whiz to be in business, but you do have to understand the numbers. You have to understand closing ratios. You have to understand financial statements. You have to understand how much cash is in the bank. You have to understand how much business you're doing, whether you're making a profit or when you're making a loss. And these are really important things. But when you're a business person, you need to dig deep. You need to understand what's going on. And did you know there are some CEOs who know more about Star Trek than they know about business? They can tell you about the details of Star Trek. For instance, the actress who played Deanna Troi really tried out to be Tasha Yar. And Denise Crosby, who did auditions to be Deanna Troi, they just made her Tasha Yar. They reversed the roles because they saw them as people being better in those roles, and they were right. Or that Mr. Data got his acting method and how he was going to be Mr. Data from a TV series that had Robbie the Robot. So they know those details. They know them. They go to conventions. They know the Klingon language. They speak Klingon. Can you imagine? But how many business people take the time to really dig into the psychology of their business, to the understanding of their business? How do we move from point A to point B to point C to profit? How do we reach people? How do we get them to understand what our message is? How do we communicate with our coworkers, our employees, our vendors? How do we call our vendors up and ask them for help? How do we get better credit terms? How do we talk to our bank? I mean, there are so many things that business people need to dig into. And if you look at successful business people, if you study them, what they do is they take on issues that they don't understand. They take on issues that they're not good at. The things that they're good at, they're going to do naturally, not a problem. But if they don't understand their financial statement, they'll sit down with their accountant and they'll explain to me why we didn't make money. What should our percentage of labor be? What should our percentage of cost of goods sold be? Why do people buy from us? They ride with their salespeople. They get out into the field. They pick up the phone. They make cold calls. See what I mean? They do everything, because everything is important. They listen to their receptionist, if they have one, or the people that answer the telephone. Hello, this is my business, and I'm calling and I'm answering the telephone. You can't answer the telephone like that. You've got to sound like you're interested. They call in to hear how that phone's being answered. They coach their people, because the people that answer the phone, if it doesn't go to voicemail, are the most important people at that moment. Or what about their voicemail message? Is their voicemail message uplifting? Do people hear confidence in their voice? Or do they hear, I'm too busy to talk to you, leave a message? You have got to understand. The more you understand, the more successful you will be. And it takes work to understand. First, you have to understand what you don't understand. And that's one of the successes and key to business. Understand what you don't understand. And then go for it. Make it happen. Then go on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. I don't care how many years you've been in business. After 25 years of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, every single day, I'm excited to think about how I can do it better. How can I help people make their businesses better? How can I help make the world a better place? How can we create more business, which creates more jobs, more profits, a stronger country? How can we do that? And we do that by knowledge, by understanding. What's the difference between someone who does no business, someone who does $1 million in business, $10 million, $50 million, $100 million? It's not their intelligence, because most people have above average intelligence that are in business. It's about what they know. It's about knowing how to how to handle it. What's the difference between someone that sings karaoke and a Broadway star? It's practicing. It's understanding. It's getting deep down inside of you and feeling it. You can do this. I know you can. And it will show in your profit margins at the end of the year. And you'll feel happier. You'll feel better. You'll be pleased with yourself. So let's get started today. And of course, as always, I always look forward to speaking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.